It's not uncommon for us to watch people. According to some statistics, the average American adult watches about 5 hours of TV a day. We watch people on our iPads and on our phones. We sometimes watch live people during concerts, parades, and sporting events. Sometimes we simply sit someplace and watch people. Husbands go to the mall with their wives. The wives do shopping. The guys find a bench, sit, and watch people. We sometimes watch folks from our front porches. We sometimes watch people while we're at the beach or the boardwalk. As we gather to celebrate the Eucharist this weekend, the gospel is a people-watching story. Jesus watches some of the scribes and their behavior, and he notices that they crave attention. They love being the center of attention. They wear long robes that signify their self-proclaimed importance. They want to be recognized and hailed in the marketplace as well as in the temple. They want the best seats, places of honor, control, power. Almost sounds like Jesus is describing Monsignors, huh? Some of them were greedy. Some of them prayed publicly very differently than they prayed privately. They prayed publicly to get people's attention. And Jesus, while sitting across from the temple treasury, he watches people offering their gifts. And he's struck by the contrast between some wealthy folks and a poor widow. Most folks would ignore the poor widow. Who cares what she's going to give? But the widow's offering reflects her complete dependence on the providence of God. She makes a sacrifice. It's a costly sacrifice for her. And so Jesus, the teacher, once again gathers his disciples together. And you notice that widow? She is contributing more than the wealthy folks who have gathered here for worship. St. Teresa of Calcutta expressed what Jesus said in this way: "For love to be real, it must cost. It must hurt. It must empty us of self. To give until it hurts, this is the true meaning of love." This is a giving time of year. We celebrate, rightfully so, Thanksgiving. But there are also plenty of other opportunities for generosity and for graciousness. Hospitality, welcoming people into our homes, is a type of giving. And hospitality can sometimes be painful. You have relatives that sometimes you invite into your house, and there's a little bit of pain involved. But that hospitality is a sacrificial expression of love. Food drives, camel trees, Salvation Army kettles are all opportunities to express sacrificial love too. It can be painful to share another person's grief. It can be painful to visit someone in the hospital. It can be painful to listen to a person's story of being abandoned by a spouse or a friend. But the gift of our time can be a sacrificial expression of love. And we are to do what we do without attracting attention to ourselves. We are to do what we do not to get that feel-good feeling. Every celebration of the Eucharist is a remembrance and participation in the painful sacrifice of Christ on Calvary and his glorious resurrection, his victory over sin and death. Our feasting at this banquet, a generous banquet, reaffirms our trust in God's providential care. Jesus is watching us, not to spy on us and not to compare, but he sees our attitude of self-giving. He sees our offering. And he continues to be present in this sanctuary as our priest and as our victim, our sacrifice. He is the one, the letter to the Hebrews tells us, he's the one who by his blood has taken away our sins, and we are among those who wait for him to come again so that all of creation can experience the fullness of redemption. And so as we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, we experience once again the painful love of God, the joyful goodness of God. May our communion with him help us to love to the point of hurting, but loving that is deep and faithful.